was asking for a dedicated person to, you know, to provide a more compassionate service towards people presenting themselves as homeless in Donegal. You know, a contact there that maybe could deal with people and, you know, bring in their own circumstances into play as well, rather than just going through a ticking exercise to see if they're, you know, if they come in under that bracket. So we're looking to get people, you know, maybe there's addiction issues there, or maybe mental health problems, that there's a contact there who's going to deal with them compassionately. You know, not just send them off as and put them as another statistic as homeless, but we're actually getting these people the help to get them back on their feet, you know. And like, nobody wants to present themselves as homeless. It's a tough step for anybody to take, and we need to do more as a council and as a community to get these people back on their feet again.
And in terms of the response that you got today from the council, they have outlined various measures that they have currently underway. Do you think that goes far enough?
Well, and in the next month, they're going to have a tenancy support and sustainment service, and it's basically what I was asking for. It's 90% funded by the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government. It's going to liaise with the HSE Mental Health Services, Addiction, TUSLA, the Community Welfare Service, the Probationary Service and the Council. And this, again, it's going a step in the right direction. It's going to be liaising with these people. You know, if people comes in maybe homeless because of addiction or whatever, like, we're going to get them the help that they've asked for, which I really do welcome. But the bigger issue is here the lack of housing at the moment. Because of the lack of housing, that people can ask for what they want with regards to rent, and the HAP doesn't reach this service. So if somebody presents themselves as homeless, this is another issue. They're given, maybe they apply for the HAP, they get granted it, they go looking for a house, then they don't have enough money in the HAP to cover the rent. And even if they do, with regards, you know, their social welfare or whatever, they're being asked then for a month's deposit beforehand and also a month's rent in advance, and this comes to 1,200, 1,300, 1,400 euro, and people just can't afford this. So we're kind of asking maybe if there's an opportunity there for the council, maybe to liaise with homeowners as well, maybe with people present themselves to HAP, if it could, you know, maybe waive or get installments these deposits. It's just to get these people back on their feet again.